اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Indeed our praises are due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى Therefore we praise him, we seek his assistance and his forgiveness from the evil consequences of our actions and our deeds. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his infinite wisdom, chooses not to guide, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his servant and messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you go out through your day, your interactions with people, what you watch on your phone, how you deal with your spouse and your children, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, you don't do anything that might displease him, as you ought to be in that state, and do not leave this world except submitting to him in Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا Or you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, your Lord, your Creator, your guide, advises you to have taqwa. And if one way of implementing that taqwa is قُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا Say truthful words. Be aware of what you say. Don't insult. Don't backbite. Watch what comes out from your tongue. And if you're able to do that, Allah will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has deen gained a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made us gather in this beautiful day of Jum'ah. This beautiful day of Friday of blessings that we come together in this our community. And it's something that I always like to acknowledge every time I do a khutbah is also to acknowledge and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the bounty of Islam that he has given us the guidance to understand who is our true creator and how to worship him and to follow the best of examples in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this guidance. And when we speak of God's guidance, my dear brothers and sisters, as us as a minority of a community, as a minority in believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the greater society, it always behooves us that we remind ourselves, what are our theological beliefs? What is our moral compass from what we see outside so we don't get mixed up? Because we're the minority. So the majority out there will push agendas. You hear different isms and different ideologies and different philosophies of how to live life and who to worship and to do this and to do that. But then we also remind ourselves that no, we're guided to the truth that we have a theological creed that we follow. We have ethics that we are adhere to. So it really is important that that we remind ourselves with this, especially as being the situation that we're in. And if you are worked at any company, or if you are a youth and you're in school or a college campus, or if you just shop at your local Target, you will see that this month that we're in right now, what the greater majority celebrates, is what they call Pride Month. A month that they are prideful in, having pride in. And what is that? Is, as mentioned earlier in the announcement, of LGBT and this type of LGBT movement that's going on. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and there's different letters they throw on to this acronym. This whole emphasis and this whole movement that's getting bigger and bigger, that you'll see it in your company emails, in your diversity program. You'll see it in your schools, that people are prideful of having these feelings and having these tendencies and practicing these acts. You go to the store and they're selling t-shirts or whatever the case may be and prompting this. And so this is the society that we're in, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So as I mentioned before, it behooves us that we mentioned, how do we deal with this? How do we view this? And how do we move around with ours and we knowing what our beliefs are? And what is our moral compass when dealing with actions like this? And to preface this, my dear brothers and sisters, before we go into depth about homosexuality and what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention about that, it's one thing we have to understand that our deen, me and you, of following Islam, is based on one main principle. And it's in the name itself. And that is Aslam, to submit. That we are submitters in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we acknowledge Him as our creator. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are true. There's no other God than you. And your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true as our Prophet. And He gave us guidance. And we have conviction in that. So as we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Ya Rab, we have ideas of how to live life and what things we should spend our money on and what things that we should eat and how should we interact with people. But you know what? You're the one that created us. You're the one is Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the world, the landlord of the entire world. So we're going to submit and live by what you have ordered because you're the one that rules this world. This is your land, Ya Rab. So we will follow and we will submit that, you know what, even though I have tendencies to do this or have desires to do that, no, we will submit to you, Ya Rab. And that's how it makes us Muslim. Now, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes comes with struggle. For some people, it's a very big struggle. We could talk about alcohol. For some people, it said, that doesn't really bother me. I won't even come close to a glass of alcohol or beer in my whole life. It's not a big struggle for me. But for some other people, it's a thought that's bombarding their head throughout the day, that they really have to control themselves not to come close and do this type of drink. They might struggle a little bit more. So coming to submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it naturally comes with struggle. And that is on a whole different spectrum of how hard that is and how light that is. And as we're a few weeks away from the Hajj season, we're also reminded, if I get on this tangent and not digress too much, that someone who went through a lot of struggle in following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when we come to the Hajj season, we'll see the stories of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And you know what? Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had a lot of tests in following the commands and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had a son that he was waiting for a very long time. A lot of us know the story. And he finally got this son. And alhamdulillah, we know those who have newborns or have children, you know, you just want to throw them up in the air and chase them around. Ibrahim alayhi salam was no one different than that. But then he's told to sacrifice your son, to submit to your Lord in following this order. He could have said, and he doesn't say this, so he could say, you know what, rationally, that doesn't make too much sense that I'm going to kill my own son. Morally, that doesn't seem right. But he follows and he submits to what his Lord has told him to do. Same thing when he tells his family into the desert, in the lands of Mecca. Leave your family in this desert. There's no one else around. There's no water. Rationally, someone could say, this is not a good idea. Or know what? Morally, this is not good that I leave my family there. They're possibly going to die. But what? He submits to what? His Lord, Rabbil Alameen, once again. And he follows through that. Because he has conviction that that commandment came from who? Al-Hakim, Al-Alim. The one who knows the most and the one who's most wise. So he submits to it, even though desires might be different. Not saying that he had any. But for someone else's desires, I might say, you know what? This is maybe not the best thing to do. My family could get harmed. They have their own thoughts. But what? He submits. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Baqarah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. When he says, وَإِذْ قال لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, submit to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, I submit to the Lord of the worlds. And notice he didn't say Allah, he says, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That Allah, you're the landlord of this whole entire earth. We are on it. So I submit to you because you know the rules and I have conviction in that. On the opposite end, my dear brothers and sisters, there is a movement, as I mentioned, from the LGBTQ movement, or maybe under the umbrella of liberalism, that do the opposite of submitting. And what indulge in what the opposite of submitting is what? Your desires. That if you feel like you're this agenda, you're this, if you want to follow this agenda, go ahead. If you want like someone from the same gender of you, then go ahead. There's nothing wrong in that. If you feel like you are male one day and female the next day, that's all good. Go ahead and do that. Go and submit. Whatever you feel, this is right. You're not harming anyone. There's no harm in that. What is wrong with loving someone who you love? And so they word it like this. So you follow what your desire is. Go ahead and implement that. Go ahead and follow that. So this is the opposite extreme that where it's surrounding us, my dear brothers and sisters. So we remind ourselves of what we are and what we're being called upon. Now that, and in terms of the LGBT community and what they're calling for, there's a lot of things to talk about that, and I cannot unpack all of it in this short khutbah. But one thing I could talk about is that the aspect of at least the L and the G in the letters of this acronym, of the act of homosexuality. Now, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address this? Wallahu la yahti min al-haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't shy away from the truth. This is Allah gives us the guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. And this is something that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with, even during his time, when people in the community that he lived in and what they were doing. So this ideology is embracing upon us, my dear brothers and sisters. So we have to know exactly how do we interact with it, how, what have we been told, what's our moral compass in doing this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the story of Lut alayhi salam. Prophet Lut alayhi salam was sent to a town of Sodom, or as the Christians have this in their biblical literature, of Sodom and Gomorrah, located present day in the Dead Sea, Jordan, occupied lands of Palestine. And so in this land here that Lut alayhi salam was sent in, the main issue with what people were doing, as all prophets, when they were sent, they were to call to what? Tell people to worship one God. But they also were sent to correct people's moral behavior, to make sure that they're acting in a decent way, the way that their Lord wanted them to act. Lut alayhi salam was no different. But his people were doing things that were not mentioned or about the previous nations, that they were involved in homosexuality. So someone liking the same gender or having relations with the same gender in terms of intimacy and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a story of what Lut alayhi salam had to deal with his people. And as he stands in front of his people, this is mentioned in the Quran in over 100 plus verses on the story of Lut alayhi salam, Surah Araf, Surah Hud, Surah Shu'ara, different chapters in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Lut alayhi salam stands in front of his people and the men that's in front of him. And he's addressing them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلُوتًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنَ الْأَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. He stands in front of his people and say, do you commit an act of fahisha, an act of immorality, of indecency, which has never been done by a community and a nation before? Meaning that maybe there were individuals that had these tendencies or these acts, but as a nation, as a community, this has never been seen before. So Lut alayhi salam is telling them, what are you doing? You have never done this before. But he doesn't make it vague. He talks about it very clearly in the next verse. What does Lut alayhi salam say to his people? إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَحْوَةً مِنَ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. He's telling to the men, do you approach other men in desires of intimacy other than women? You don't go to women? For you are a people that are transgressing. He's telling that there's women there, that why don't you go to them, right? But you go to other men, and what? You are a community musrifun that are transgressing. Transgressing what? Transgressing the bounds and the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What their Lord has commanded them to do. So he addresses them in that. And then he also says in another verse in Surah Shu'ara, وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. He tells them that you leave your Lord what your Lord has created you as spouses. You leave what your Lord has created you of spouses, of women, what once again, of mates. But what? You leave them and you are people transgressing. So Allah makes it very clear, what is the definition of marriage? It is not of the same gender. It is of the opposite gender. Allah makes it clear what these people are doing. So here, when we talk about the act of homosexuality, what this community was involved in, we see that they disobeyed what their prophet was saying. And what he tried to guide them, short story long, is that he had to leave his city. He told them what? That you are not listening to what you're being commanded to, and what that town was destroyed. Destroyed in a way that has never been destroyed in any way that's described in the Quran from another story, from another town. They didn't follow what their prophet was doing to them. They didn't want going this, and they were doing this publicly, and this is what are equivocally what is mentioned in the Quran and what the ruling of this act is. We are not alone as a community, my dear brothers and sisters, in terms of what our view and impermissibility of homosexuality. Christianity, Judaism, other major religions also have condemned this, and this is also their stance, and maybe they're changing. But one thing that's changing is that the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, then inshallah ta'ala, we follow it. And some people say, you know what, I might have these tendencies. I might have a tendency to like someone of the same gender than I am. We say, my dear brothers and sisters, the way that we view this and our stances on this is that we also know that shaitan comes and he tries to get us to mislead away from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So whether that's a thought that comes in your head because of the shaitan trying to pull you away, or whatever it may be, is that this is a struggle just like how Ibrahim alayhi salam had to go through. Maybe his struggle was different. Struggle comes in all different ways. Is that this is a struggle that everyone, like, comes to different people. That what? This is something that you say, what my Lord has told me to do, that inshallah I am going to struggle with it. Now, in dwelling in it and involving in it is what is impermissible. Just the mere thought, my dear brothers and sisters, is not what's sinful. People get different thoughts all the different times, of different things, if you will. But this is what the dunya is about. It's getting different thoughts, but saying, no, this is what my Lord is, and I'm going to struggle with it. This is what I'm going to follow what my Lord says. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those that follow His guidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those that indulge or struggle with patience and endurance. Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Akuli qawli hadha, astaghfiru wa lakum, fastaghfiruhu, innahu ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The last couple of things I would like to address on this topic, and there's a lot to unpack and mention, and we're not getting into like the major details of this because of the time that we have and also the venue that we have. And the brother mentioned that there will be a program tonight where we'll go in much more deeper discussion on this ideology and how to confront it and how do we understand it as Muslims. And honestly, the program tonight is for teens and college students predominantly, because their dialogue is much different than others, and we want to make sure they have a safe place to dialogue and speak about what they might be struggling with or what they might be seeing in their school. So tonight's dialogue is predominantly for the youth. I just want to mention that. You know, one thing, a question that comes up when it comes to this act of homosexuality and these desires that people have, and you know, a question comes and that might be thrown upon us from their side, is that what is wrong with this? What is wrong with someone liking of the same gender? If that's their forte, if that's what they love, if that's what they want to do, how is that bothering you? Right? Let people do what they want. That doesn't infringe on your rights, right? Why do you have such a big issue with this? And there's multiple ways that we can answer this, my dear brothers and sisters. But us as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the best ways we can understand this is that when we talk about any ni'mah, any blessing that we get, whether that's wealth, whether that's property, whether that's the blessing of our eyes, the blessing of our limbs, one of the greatest ways to show thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator that gave me these two hands and gave me these two eyes, that gave me the wealth in my pocket. The greatest way to show thankfulness and gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a khaliq that who has given to you that is to use it in a way that He has told us to do. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me these eyes, alhamdulillah, and you have them and you can see me, is that, you know, one way to honor our eyes is to watch and see things that our Lord wants us to watch. Because He's the one that gave us that. When we have hands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the best way to honor these hands is not to take things that are from other people and their property, but to use it for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for us to use. There's nothing, it's not different when it comes to our organs, it comes to our body. That even though I might have desires or somebody might have these type of thoughts, that the greatest way, what is wrong, what's impermissible, or what is wrong with this type of acts, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us this body, has gave us our limbs, and for us not to act or use it in the way that's pleasing to our Lord is of the greatest wrong. That is actually what it is. Now, someone who doesn't recognize their Lord won't get that point. But for us, my dear brothers and sisters, believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is actually what the greatest wrong is. That is actually what is wrong with this whole issue. Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, has given us this right of intimacy, has given us the right of our body parts. So to honor Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, that I will use it the way that you want to, even though that I might think differently. Even though that I might have my own thoughts. Just how Ibrahim alayhi salam had to submit. And so when we talk about this, my dear brothers and sisters, and the last thing I would like to mention on this is that I kind of alluded to that if somebody does go through this, that know that in our community, there are resources for those who seek assistance. If somebody has these thoughts and someone goes through this type of struggle, then this house, this place here, this masjid is for you. This center is there for people who want to seek their Lord and improve themselves. This center is a place where people want to dwell and talk and see how can they better themselves, how can they follow and worship their Lord, then this place is for you. So we see that if somebody's going through this, that there is avenues here. That we care and we don't insult and we don't put down, we don't laugh at people who are going through the struggle because it's a struggle. And it's a serious thing that people go through, and people go through many different things are going through this. But those who want to seek assistance, then this place is for you. Those on the opposite end that wants to promote it and acknowledge it and be prideful of it, then that is what we cannot commend. That is not what we cannot approve. Because someone of greater power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has already answered that question for us. But if someone is going through this, then there is open doors. And I want to mention that there is a community of Muslims that we call SSA, same-sex attraction, that going through the struggle, and there's a Discord group, a podcast by Straight Struggle, where there's brothers that are based in the UK that have an international forum where they help other Muslims who are going through this have a forum where they could dialogue and get resources. There's also a podcast by the founder of this organization that's called Beyond the Rainbow that he has, you could find online, that you can listen and get help and seek what they are mentioning, how people are dealing with this, as this is a struggle that some people are going through. So here we mentioned that this, yes, that we don't put down, we don't insult people of this background. If they're seeking help and they want to better themselves, then we are here to help. We are here open. Allahu at-Tawwabur Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept repentance And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik, make our hearts are established upon what your guidance, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we help you help us to follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone who's going through this struggle, we ask you to guide them, to rectify them, to help them and support them, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us follow your commandments and submit to your will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us for our wrongdoings and guide us, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give those who are suffering from the coronavirus a cure, Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the brothers and our sisters in India that are struggling, we ask you to support them, get their rights and fortify them and give them victory over their oppressors, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun wa Salamu Alal Mursaleen walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Aqimu Salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamati salatu, qad qamati salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. Make your lines straight, close up any gaps. Focus in your prayer. Pray as if it was your last prayer. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أكن لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا والحمد لله كثير بارك فيه الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهم الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا احبكم بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم مستقر ومتاع إلى حين فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولك الحمد الله أكبر سبحان الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أقول نحبط بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم استقر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه Thank you very much Sheikh Shahid for discussing important point and inshallah the evening will be more elaboration on that we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people who are not well may Allah give them shifa brother Muhammad Rafi brother Haitham Bandukhti brother Bilal Dalati sister Zuhra Sultana Sister Radia Sultana, Sister Rebecca Khan, may Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfihim anta shafi, la shafi illa anta shifa an la yuwadir suqma. Also the people who passed away, Brother Iqbal Wahid Siddiqui, Brother Samir Ibrahim, Brother Faiq Muhammad Daifi, Brother Mike Aziz Usman, Brother Samir Ayaz, Brother Saleh Rubai, may Allah bless them all. Allahumma aghfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa sami' udkhalahum. Allahumma sabbir ahlahum ya Allah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqih Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa atba'ihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.